Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Starship Geek. I'm yours, Troy. This is Love, Death, and Robots, Episode 5, entitled Sucker of Souls. Can't believe it is already the fifth episode of the first season, but here we go. The three symbols for this episode are a cat, a cross, and a skull. Sucker of Souls is based on a story by Kristen Cross. It is animated by Studio La Chatette. Something French. They are the studio behind Genny Tartakovsky's Primal, Mune, and a few other short stories. It stars Michael Beniere as Dr. Wee Hunt, Fred Tatasciore as Dracula and Flynn, Laura Waddle as Gary, Jonathan Cahill as Mickey, and Scott White as Simon. You may remember Scott White was also Jake in our last episode, Suits. The animation style for this is a little more 80s anime, with the edges kind of being a little more roughed out, and a general 2D style. The episode starts with someone running down an underground catacombs, and we see them pass by a bunch of cats living in the catacombs. Flynn and Dr. Wee Hunt, both covered in blood, are running away from something. Flynn asks what the fuck that was. He tells Wee Hunt that he wants to hear him say what it was since he is Mr. Science. Wee Hunt trips and Flynn goes back to get him. He asks if this is how fast he can run, and Wee Hunt admits it is. Flynn says this is good because it means he can leave Wee Hunt behind to get eaten while he runs away. I am not always a huge fan of the non-linear storytelling, and this one definitely has it, where we are kind of launched into this portion of it, and then we're about to, throw back to probably 5 minutes ago. I didn't feel like anything was missing, so it didn't seem like there was really any need for us to start here, but it sort of worked out, and considering that it is a short story, you got to jump in somewhere, but yeah, it worked for me on this one, but I just think it would have been better to just start with the beginning of them down there. The two men continue to run as we start to hear growling from behind them. Something laughs and starts breaking all the lights that have been set up for this dig. And then we cut back to earlier, as Dr. Wee Hunt pushes through a stone wall. Flynn doesn't want to even act excited for this dig, considering that they're just there for protection. Dr. Wee Hunt calls over Simon, his assistant. They both climb into a hole, and Wee Hunt has Simon translate an inscription that is on the side of the wall. It reads, "Entombed here, the devourer of children, the Black Prince, the sucker of souls," which of course Flynn thinks is funny. He gets a radio call from Mickey, who is with Gary, a female, as they are in another section of the tomb. Mickey puts down a can of tuna for a cat, and Mickey says they're freezing their tits off and hopes that Flynn returns soon. I'm not sure why these guys are in a different section than the doctor and his assistant, because they're just sort of like hanging around this area. I guess it's like their normal area, but you'd think that they would all go together. But Wee Hunt says he needs the rest of his equipment, as this is exactly what they're looking for. Simon is still in the hole when his lantern starts to flicker. He hears something, and he tries to get a better look before hair falls down in front of him, and then red light eyes light up. He screams and runs out of the hole, and out walks Dracula. Dracula is a big, tall, humanoid-looking guy with huge teeth, and he is hanging dong. He runs up and then bites into Simon's neck. Flynn tries to get a clear shot, but Simon is in the way. The sheer amount of blood in this, like I said, it's vaguely anime style, or like if you've ever seen a Quentin Tarantino movie, where the blood just gushes. Dracula pulls Simon up into the air, extends his fingers, and stabs into and straight through him, which thus sends a wave of blood right onto Flynn. Dracula then slices upwards, which causes a cross of blood to form on the ceiling from the splatter. Simon is cut right in half. His glasses fall away before his skin falls away, followed by his muscles, then a skeleton, and then finally his brain. Look, I don't care about your physics. It was a cool scene. And it harkens back to that anime style of things just being kind of over the top. Blood coats Flynn and Wee Hunt. Dracula bathes in the blood and grows to about twice his size. Flynn yells to run, but as we see, Wee Hunt is already far on his way. Flynn follows and radios to Mickey to get the weapons ready as they're coming in hot. Mickey jokes around, and Flynn tells him to quit fucking around. Flynn and Wee Hunt fall into a cavern, so Flynn lights up a flare as Dracula is just hanging from the ceiling now. Wee Hunt says he didn't think that they would find him alive. Flynn fires at Dracula, but it doesn't seem to do anything. Dracula then grabs Flynn as he runs out of bullets. Dracula laughs and speaks Romanian as Flynn whips a knife back and forth and asks the doctor to translate. Wee Hunt says, Dracula said that you are a warrior, but he is looking forward to eating your still-beating heart. The knife then falls from Flynn's grasp and lands straight between Wee Hunt's legs. Dracula is about to bite down when he stops after hearing a cat meow. He drops Flynn and Wee Hunt says that Dracula hates cats, as it makes his flesh burn. This has never been a thing, as far as I know, so it's just in this version that vampires apparently hate cats, because that's mummies that hate cats. If the 1999 movie The Mummy has taught me anything, it's they hate cats. But we'll go with it. This is also why the tomb is filled with them, because apparently to keep the Dracula at bay, the people that were tasked with watching over the tomb were just like, here's a bunch of cats. Flynn says Dracula isn't the first man to get in trouble for eating a little pussy. Huh? They head off again, and Gary and Mickey are standing guard when Flynn and Wee Hunt arrive. They manage to barricade the door, and Mickey notices that they also found a cat. Flynn says the little pussy saved his lives, and Gary says she knows it saved hers a few times as well. Flynn tells her to quit fucking around because there's a monster out there that's going to eat their asses. She, of course, responds with, when something's going to eat your ass, then that's a interesting fashion statement going on. Is that real Korean grad student blood on you? Flynn picks up Wee Hunt and tells him to explain to them what is going on out there, and Wee Hunt says it's the Impaler. Mickey asks if that's a car, and Gary tells him, no, that's an Impala, you stupid cunt. They don't believe him, of course. We then get an Edgar Wright-style scene of explaining the weapons they have. Two boxes of ammo for the P-90s. Four magazines for the sidearms, a shotgun, a couple of old battle axes, a bottle of 2,000-year-old wine, and a smidge of C4. The doctor says it's not enough. They are not dealing with the Taliban. They're dealing with ancient evil that has destroyed whole armies. Flynn asks where the fucking cat went, and he is told, there's the cats fucking, which we do see that they are doing that up in the rafters. Dracula starts banging down the door. Wee Hunt looks at the map and says there's another egress point. He knocks down a wall to show them another exit. Gary asks if she can use the C4 now and is given the okay. Gary sets up the C4 and then gets hit by the door as it crashes forward. Dracula backs up to get a running start, and as he does, the doors open up and the crew open fire on him, blowing up his dick in the process. They close the doors and run through the back exit. Dracula bursts through the door, and the C4 goes off, obliterating him. Flynn and the rest of them run like hell. Gary runs past them and says sorry, as we see the blast coming at them at full speed. They hit the deck as the blast goes around them. They all get up, and Flynn asks where the path leads, and Wee Hunt says, well, prison cells, but they're probably just cells for... And then he trails off as Flynn lights another flare, showing the room is filled with more vampires. The cat screams, and the vampires attack, as the episode ends. So this was sort of our first dealings with every single person in the episode's going to die. And what'll become a staple of this series later on is the kind of like bleakness that some of these episodes have, and this one definitely is. Like, they managed to kill one of them, which... The whole thing with them finding the tomb and being like, this is the sucker of souls, this is Dracula. Like, so they kill Dracula, and apparently that didn't have anything to do with the rest of the vampires that were all locked away in the cells. Or, I don't know. There was enough questions there where it's like, was that really him? Because the rest of the ones that they run into look exactly like him as well. So it's like, was that just a random one that was hanging out by the tomb and they didn't really encounter Dracula? Or did they really kill Dracula and his vampires are still alive and now they're going to eat them? Either way, we can assume that they're all dead. I guess if you want to think on the bright side, you could think that maybe they managed to get out of there. But the episode pretty much tells you, like, yeah, they're dead. I thought it was one of those episodes, again, where I kind of wanted more. And it was some really good banter with Mickey, Gary, and Flynn. You could feel like they were a team together. And we didn't get the whole story, but we got enough of it, enough context clues to put together that, like, Dr. Weehunt was looking for Dracula. And he brought these guys along just in case, but didn't seem to really explain to them at all what was going on with it. The animation was fun. It was a throwback to a lot of the animes that I used to watch when I was younger and still watch to this day. And it was very over the top with the blood and the gore and everything of that, which I also greatly enjoyed. I would still probably put it at fifth out of the five episodes we've watched so far, just because I felt like the other episodes have been so strong. But it's not a bad episode. It's better than a bad episode. It's a good episode. It's just maybe not quite to the standard as the other ones have been. But for what it was supposed to be, a sort of lighthearted gore fest, it accomplished that. So I liked it. And again, with a lot of these, I want to sort of read the story that they're based on. But I also feel like if I read the story, I'm going to have it colored by these episodes. And it would be kind of a shame if they are a lot different, because then I might not enjoy them as much as, you know, I would if I hadn't seen this first. But a very good episode. Not really much more to go on. It was a lot more action. There is, I guess, a similar story to this in a way. A bunch of kind of like commando guys going up against a monster in the most recent season, which obviously we'll get to pretty soon here. But it was, I think that one was maybe done a little bit better than this was, in terms of kind of building up that camaraderie and building up that tension. Like, I never had a moment to kind of think, okay, like, they're safe now. Because as soon as they like exploded the Dracula, they stood up and instantly were like, oh, we're fucked, and they're dead. So it sort of didn't give me that, like, okay, I'm tense because I think they're going to die. Okay, now we're in the clear. Now the episode's going to end. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Like, I thought maybe there was maybe could have been a little bit more space there to let that breathe a little bit. But generally, it was a decent episode. So thank you for listening to this, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.